This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. There are strikes going on this morning in Greece, in Spain, in Portugal, Italy, and Belgium. Workers are protesting all across Europe against rising unemployment and austerity. The BBC's Steve Evans joins us now from Berlin with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, Steve, there are often strikes in one country in Europe or another, but to have multiple strikes going on all across the continent on the same day does seem like a relatively new phenomenon.
Absolutely. I can't remember the last time it happened. They are concentrated. The real hot spots are in the south of this continent, but in Germany, there will be strikes in Brussels, for example, in Belgium, in the north of Europe. The trains aren't running between Brussels and Paris, for example. So it is a continent-wide strike, but with the real hot spots in the countries with the high unemployment and where austerity is really biting.
And are people all just striking against austerity in general? Is there a common theme, or are these individual strikes with their own messages?
No, it's all the common theme of austerity. Let me quote to you the General Secretary of the European Trade Union Confederation, which has organized this thing. In some countries, people's exasperation is reaching a peak, he said, and that's the nub of it. But you've got to remember that this isn't some sort of abstract protest against an economic policy away from people's lives. In Spain, for example, the rate of unemployment is 25%. In Greece, there are waves of new austerity programs from the government, cutting incomes, cutting jobs. Nobody can really doubt that there is pain being felt. Now, just because pain is being felt, that doesn't mean the medicine is wrong. You can have your own view on that. But these people are saying, they're howling, really, they're saying, this medicine is very unpleasant indeed.
Well, do you think it's going to have an effect on politicians?
I think it will. Every time there is a new debate, for example, by finance ministers in Brussels about help for Greece, for example, people say, just remember that if you don't help, that if you apply an economic medicine too rigidly, it has a real effect on the ground. In other words, people say you can't divorce the pain on the ground from economic policy, and you have to bear that in mind. That doesn't mean politicians are suddenly going to change their minds, go into a room and come out with a different policy, but it does increase the heat on policymakers as they make these decisions.
The BBC's Steve Evans in Berlin, Germany. Steve, thanks.
You're welcome.